another letter on the Caribbean Sun. Quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA, at RCISt.Lucia.com. Now, you know, if you want to go and hand deliver your letter to our studio, right here, we're at CSA, San Susi. Just bring your letter and hand it over to a lady called Joanne, and we're good to go. Yeah, man, folks, letter is rated E for everyone. Now, before I go any further, believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program, letter on RCI. We love your business. I could tell a lot of... Not only us, huh? Not only us, there are those who are locked in and they really love your situation. I tell you, they really love hearing what some of you guys are going through on Letla. So write to us, okay, people? Write to us. Don't be afraid. We'll take care of you. Now, the number you need to dial is 452-3046. Those of you are overseas, you could try dialing 1-758-452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your whatever, your smart speaker, whatever device that you're listening to us from. When you're calling, just turn it down. I want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers, we love and appreciate you. Now, we know you have your opinion on love. According to my partner, Mark McLean Rankin, everybody have an opinion on love, you know. Everybody. Now, don't keep yours to yourself. We want to hear from you, people. We want to hear from you. And remember, we're keeping it clean. You can be passionate. You can, you know, you can be however you want to be. But just keep it clean. Okay, people? Now, let's get into this afternoon's letla. It looks like it is a gentleman who has written. And y'all know how we feel about the guys writing letla. Y'all know that, right? Okay. Okay. All right.
I think my throat is a little dry.
Yes, yes, yes. You get some water. We can wait for you if you like. You know.
Thanks.
All right. Here we go. I know where she is. And everybody telling me, like don't go there.
I like how that starts.
Just allow her to come back on her own.
That's a lover, right?
But in almost 2 weeks since she go, and they're telling me, give her time. But how are Rankin? Because I imagine from the time I realize my girl start acting strange, I drop everybody. I start to focus on her. We used to argue and fight a lot. And when we arguing, sometimes I have to leave the house or one of us would get hurt. She quiet. But sometimes she does mash up things when she vex. But that girl and I always making back. And that is how I know the girl love me. Rankin, I noticed she was behaving strange, like she don't want me to touch her, and she was not talking to me. So I started doing things to show her, well, everything will be all right, and I don't want nobody else but her. So Gasa, I home, I helping around the house, I cooking, and I cooking and thing, I playing with her, but I can still hear her crumbling. But we were there, and we all right. I understand that the ladies take time before they move on. They move on you. Especially if they're in a relationship with you for a long time. But Gasa Rankin, the girl just wrong. There is no way she can be right. For the longest while, you cannot be asking me to change for you. And then just so, you're moving on me without saying anything. Gasa Rankin, so that is the worst feeling I ever have. And that is the woman I love. Rankin, I want things to work out, but I just cannot understand how the girl with another man already. You see, that's the thing.
So there, Bonnie.
I don't want to believe that. I don't know what role mate playing. I hope mate is just a friend. I know where them people are, and everybody telling me, don't go there. But I want to go. But no. So my lady and I together over 7 years. Bro, them years bring us through so much thing already. And I'm telling you, I do a lot of ish in our relationship. But we always work it out. So what changed? I was on my phone. I don't know what she was doing. The girl just came up to me and say she cannot take it again. She live with me. Just so ranking. Because the girls say that so many times already, Tread. I play that no mind. And you see?
Ha.
Anyway.
Ha.
Ha. Because that come like an old song. Every time we end up in a little problem is, oh, I go leave you.
Okay.
You don't like to listen.
Yes.
And when she start to quarrel, Gasa is non-stop. And she want to talk about things that passed so long ago.
Hmm.
That night I tell her, Gasa, just move there with the ish she doing. She started to cry. I see she take a traveling bag and she put in clothes in it. She had take things and go before and came back. But the bag was never so big.
Wait, what?
The bag was never so big. It was bigger than usual.
Rankin, I tried everything to make her stay that night. Somebody came to meet her, but she stayed. I didn't see who the person was, and I regret I didn't go and look. Boy, when I came from work the next day, the house empty.
Ay-yi-yi.
I calling her, and the phone not even ringing.
Rankin.
What? As man, I telling you, days I sick. Days I sick. Worst feeling ever. You know what really hurting me, Rankin?
Let me go and check the comments.
I can't believe she don't want to talk to me. I calling and no ringtone.
Okay.
And I cannot understand that. At least talk to me. Give me a chance to try and explain to her how things will change. When I finally get a ringtone, not the girl that answer. And she's staying with a fella, and I'm willing to forgive her and just forget about all that. I just want her to come back home. Now, the thing is, I don't know Mitt and Mitt getting involved. And I think he not preventing her from reaching and talking to me. And if that is what that going on, Mitt better stop that. When the phone finally ring, you know Mitt answer the phone and shouting at me. Why are you giving the girl so many missed calls? And if I see the girl don't want to talk to me, stop calling her.
What kind of thing is that?
Rankin, Mid get me so vexed because there is no way I can accept what Mid do there. You can't tell me them things for a woman I spend almost 8 years with already. If I was close to Mid, I know something go down. Who is Mid, Gasa? I know my girl just need time because of all the things we go through already. Right now, I'm trying to stay calm. And I just want her to come home for us to talk and work things out. Let's forget about all what that go on already between the two of us and just come home. Let us start fresh. Rangin, the next thing is, you all feel I should go and look for my girl. How a woman with you for 8 years and all of a sudden just don't want to talk to you. She don't want to hear you. Our, is that possible or may have the girl phone? Because she's the type of person that sometimes she don't say much. Should I go look for my girl or wait for her to come home? Let me read it one more time. I try to read it quicker. Then we take your calls at 4523046. I know where she is and everybody telling me don't go there. Just allow her to come back on her own. But it's almost 2 weeks since she go and they telling me give her time. But how are ranking? Gasa, imagine from the time I realized my girl start acting strange, I drop everybody. I start to focus on her. And that is good news, eh? We used to argue and fight a lot. And when we arguing, sometimes I have to leave the house or one of us would get hurt. She quiet. But sometimes she does mash up things when she get vexed. But that girl and I always making back. And that is how I know the girl love me. Rankin, I noticed she was behaving strange, like she didn't want me to touch her and she was not talking to me. So I started doing things to show her, well, everything will be all right and I don't want nobody else but her. So Gasa, I warm, I helping around the house, I cooking and thing, I playing with her, but I can still hear her grumbling. But we there and we are right. I understand that the ladies take time before they move on you, especially if they in a relationship with you for a long time. But Gasa Rankin, the girl just wrong. There is no way she can be right. For the longest while, you cannot be asking me to change for you. And then just so, you're moving on me without saying anything. Gasa Rankin, that is the worst feeling I ever have. And that is the woman I love. Boy. Rankin, I want things to work out. But I just cannot understand how the girl with another man already. I don't want to believe that. I don't know what role Mitt playing. I hope Mitt is just a friend. I hope I know where them people are, and everybody telling me, don't go there. But I want to go. That's why my lady and I together over 7 years. Bro, them years bring us through so much thing already. And I telling you, I do a lot of ish in our relationship. But we always work it out. So what changed? I was on my phone. I don't know what she was doing. The girl just came to me and said she cannot take it again. She leaving me just so ranking. Because the girl say that so, the girl say that so many times already, Dread. I play that no mind. Because that come like an old song. Every time we end up in a little problem is, oh, I go leave you. You don't like to listen. And when she start to quarrel, Gasa is non-stop. And she want to talk about things that passed so long ago. That night I tell her, Gasa, just move there with the issue to it. She started to cry. I see she take a traveling bag and she put in clothes in it. She had take things and go before and came back. But the bag was never so big. Rankin, I tried everything to make her stay that night. I tried everything to make her stay that night. Somebody came to meet her, but she stayed. I didn't see who the person was, and I regret I didn't go and look. Boy, when I came from work the next day, the house empty. I calling her, and the phone not ringing. Rankin, as man, I telling you, days I sick. Worst feeling ever. You know what really hurting me, Rankin? I can't believe she don't want to talk to me. I call in and no ringtone. Phone off, bruh. May put the phone off on you. And I cannot understand that. At least talk to me. Give me a chance to try and explain to her how things will change. When I finally get a ringtone, not the girl and answer. I hear she's staying with a fella and I'm willing to forgive her and just forget about all that. I just wanted to come back home. Now the thing is, I don't know Mitt and Mitt getting involved. And I think he that preventing her from reaching and talking to me. And if that is what going on, Mitt better stop that. When the phone finally ring, you know Mitt answer the phone and shouting at me, why giving the girl so many missed calls? And if I see the girl don't want to talk to me, stop calling her. Rankin, Mitt get me so vexed because there is no way I can accept what Mitt do there. You can't tell me them things for a woman I spend almost 8 years with already. If I was close to Mitt, I know something good. Who is Mitt Gasa? I know my girl just need time because of all the things we go through already. Right now, I try to stay calm. I just wanted to come home for us to talk and work things out. Let's forget about all what that going on already between the two of us and just come home. Let us start fresh. Baby, come home. Baby, come home. Baby, come home. Rankin, the next thing is, you all feel I should go and look for my girl? How a woman with you for 8 years and then all of a sudden just don't want to talk to you? She don't want to hear you? How? Is that possible or may have the girl phone? Because she's the type of person that sometimes she don't say much. Should I go look for my girl or wait for her to come home? All right, let me go to the phone at 4523046. Let's take our very first call. Good afternoon. Let's have a
seat.
Good afternoon to you. What is your take, caller?
Right. I feel so sorry for you because everything that happened so unexpected and you're still finding closure. You want to know what went on.
I agree, man. I would want to know.
I think she should have at least maybe message him or send him a voice note. Tell him something. Because it looked like he's hurting. He's hurting really bad. But Paddy,
call
look for your girl.
Call her and somebody you love. This ever happened to you? Somebody you love just don't want to talk to you, don't want to see you, they move on you?
No, you said wrong. I have done it already.
I'm just seeing who Drama Queen is. Who's on there?
I'm letting Kiki stop it.
Listen to me.
Sorry, I definitely.
Listen to me.
But like the writer said, they've been having arguments throughout the relationship and stuff. I guess she had maybe reached a point. Who knows? He didn't say everything, huh?
Yes,
thank you.
You
didn't say everything.
Like what?
Yeah,
he did admit they were quarreling all the time. What's the cause of the quarreling? You're not just your sitting and quarreling 24/7.
Yeah, but quarreling like is making things right.
Yeah, some people like to quarrel.
Hello, when the men just be wrong, they're doing it right.
Quora, she was asking him to change.
Yeah, she was asking him to change.
And he was.
Writer, Did you tell her what you were doing? Did you tell her why she wanted you to change?
You don't have to go into the picture. You don't have to go into that. You might not be here already.
Hold on, caller.
The man don't have to admit. The man already said the relationship was imperfect.
I understand that all relationships have problems. All relationships have ups and downs. But he did admit that she wanted him to change.
Exactly.
She couldn't have taken anymore, so she left without him knowing anything.
Yeah, but why? Not good, guys. But why? Why?
Well, but, okay, but he wants to know why. But he hasn't told us why. What was what did you want to change? What did she want to change? He has not been clear on that.
I cannot help you unless you get to put in the missing puzzle.
Yes, right, drama queen. Guess what? She not. He don't even wife her. After 8 years, you're an idiot.
But right, sir. I believe you should count your losses because hear what you said. You said if you go there, something might happen. But I tell you, you need to calm down because I know when the men get aggressive, what can happen? You can do something very stupid, and then at the end of the day, you will regret.
So I have to wait 8 years for it to change?
The man, that's an 8 year relationship that I call her.
Exactly.
Yes, but I mean, the girl left, fine, she left. But like he said, she'd have come back or she maybe take his call or something. She's not even taking his call. She make a man answer the call. You don't see the girl move on along there.
How she make the man answer the phone? How you know not made that just take the phone and
She make the man answer the call because it looks like the writer having trouble in her. Calling her 24/7. So she doesn't want to answer. So to put a stop to it, she had the man to answer the call so the writer would stop calling.
So
that sounds like a broken record, people. She probably have done that over and over and over and over, and it's the same
thing. But that's what he's saying there.
That's not the first time she leaves.
That's not the first time, exactly.
So I have to do a broken record for another 8 years.
That means there's no coming back.
I understand the point that you're making here, but there is a man who is writing the letter indicating that he was changing for his woman.
At what point? Yeah. 3 months ago?
Okay.
Well, they don't see that.
I'm a woman. I'm speaking from a woman's point. Mm. If I like, I get over that, I want to get away from this man. I leave.
Yeah, but bam, he's been
calling my phone, call her.
I'm sure from a long time ago she was asking.
But hold on,
him to change.
So why ask him to change then?
Well, that was at the beginning. I guess she didn't ask him to change at the ending of everything, did she?
It sounds like she's frustrated. After so long, she's asking you to change, and you're just not changing.
You know that man wrong. You know that man did something.
She didn't ask you to change once.
Let me ask you a question. All right, Colin. Why do you think Med write Letla, Colin? Why did he write to Letla?
Because he wants his woman back. Maybe he's genuinely willing to change now. Okay.
So why did it have to take for them to reach that point, Colin?
Now that he lost her to another man, maybe he wants to buckle up.
Connor, as a woman,
because you never miss the water till the real runs dry.
Why you have to wait for it to get so dramatic for you to not sense into it?
That's a good point, and that is
to the point now. You have to pen. You hear how he started like a novel. That writer could be a novel writer, you know. Yeah, he started that. I know where she is.
Yeah. The writer, you could know where she is. Do not put your
bring out his writer skills.
You can get hurt in that situation. You have no reason. You have no right to go where the girl is. Stay where you are. Mm-hmm. You've been calling her. She's not answering. Just leave it as is. I know you're hurting, but you're not the first. You're not the last. You're going to have a few drinks, right?
Well, I don't think you understand. I mean, you said to me, no, it has never happened to you, but you've done it to people. The fact that you've hurt your partner, right?
Okay.
And you've never been hurt by a partner. And you see Mid there?
I know he's hurt.
Worst pain ever.
Because I'm listening to the scenario and I feel the kind of way I got goosebumps. I'm feeling like, you know, that's a man I really miss. He's a woman.
Of course, guys.
That's an idiot, Zaddy.
But at the end of the day, you can clearly see that the woman doesn't want him.
What's that?
You're not seeing, you're not hearing.
Answer the phone.
It's clear.
Answer the phone and say that.
Because if she really wanted to work things out with him, she would have answered the phone. She should have maybe come back or something.
That is nonsense.
But she's not doing anything. She has no interest in the man. She doesn't want him. But the woman don't want to. In other words, because how would Nessa put it for you? I want to tell me something else. So from that part, block it from that part.
Okay, caller. So why is okay? So why is it so hard to have a conversation with your spouse and say, okay, it's over? Why you have to play these games where you don't want to answer the phone and next man have to answer the phone and say, why are you giving it?
Because she's frustrated.
She told it to him in a conversation, maybe they get aggressive and stuff. Remember that incident happened, what day was that? Yeah, some men don't accept the fact that women say it's over.
And we're frustrated.
After 8 years, so you cannot sit down and have a conversation.
But you're not saying 8 years of what?
You got a peace of mind, no. Leave with that in knowing.
Drama queen. Kudos to you, my girl. Thank you.
Very good.
Hey! Thank you very much, Carla. Thank you very much. And she's making a very important point that fellas, we need to pay attention to. She's saying that, you know, some fellas just don't want to hear that it is over. That it is over.
Yeah, I thought that was... I didn't realize that's the point he was bringing up. Okay.
So we're gonna talk about that in just a bit. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. Let's learn how to see you on here.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon
to you, caller. Thank you for calling. You on here.
Hi, that's your quick, brother. Right?
That's quick.
Who that is?
That's Bill Maddie.
She's...
No, that girl mad.
How gonna?
The girl mad, Gaza, how you could be doing him and all them kind of thing. And I find mate too so what because mate staying in that. You can't stay in that so long, Papa. You have to move on, my brother. So you see right now there, I feel mate should just move on from that girl because that girl's too toxic. If mate check himself, that girl might end up killing that man, you know.
Yeah, because they argue. And he even went as far as saying at one point in the letter that is... He does have to leave the house and go because...
Yeah, man. To me, that is too much thing. At that point, Papa, cut your losses. They have so many nice girls in Telusha, you must find another one. So I feel we should move on from that situation. All jokes aside.
Forget about her.
Forget about her.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. All right, one caller.
I just can't say anything because how now is only the woman's fault? From that last call.
They've been having issues in their relationship, eh?
But why?
4523046 is the number to call. 4523046. The part for me that I really want to understand is why would you continuously ask your boyfriend
to change,
you know, to change and become a better person for you
and regards
to making the relationship better, and then out of nowhere.
8 years, Iowa? After 8 years.
Yeah, but at what point?
If it was 1 year, I would say, okay, try and give it a chance. After 8 years?
Yeah, but at what point? At what point?
You know, frustration.
I said, I don't make it
every time. So you're telling me the woman just supposed to continuously, all the time, keep reminding you to change? That's not fair.
No, but she's the one doing it. She's the one telling him to change.
But that's what I'm saying. But he's not changing. She's not seeing the change. After being with the person for 8 years, you know the person. She's not seen a change. It's a point of too little, too late. Let me tell you something about women. You see, it's like each time we tell you to change and you're frustrating us, our want for you just going down.
Yes.
Our tolerance for you going down.
Let's go to
each time.
Let Lana see you on
here.
Hey!
I think we're missing an important part. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out why it is that now the young lady left. But there's an important part in the letter where he says they were arguing or they were having a discussion. He told her to move her, and that's when she went to pack. So he wanted to change, but he was still doing the same thing.
Wait, what?
Because if the lady came to you to tell you she wants to talk and you ask her to move, what do you expect her to think or to feel?
To me, I didn't see. Why you said that in the letter? You said that in the letter?
There. When she started packing. Remember he said, then she took her bag and she started packing? Read just before there.
Just now, my lady and two over 7 years. And yeah, I think he said that.
What did he say?
Tell her, move there.
That's correct.
With the issue doing.
Yes, yeah, and yeah, she started crying. Yes, very important. I mean. Caller, hey.
No, but the thing is, caller, the thing is, I'm guessing that they've gone through this before, you know, and she's been like that, you know. You know, how y'all can be ladies when you start to argue, you'll say the same things over and over and over and over again. You know,
right, so but I, well, we can only take so much. If we
thank
keep
you
talking and talking and talking, and you're saying, okay, now he decides to change, but then you're saying he's saying he's doing stuff to change, he's cooking, he's whatever
too little,
now.
Too late.
Okay, fine.
But so let me glad he decided to change, he's too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
To after you
the, I mean, in her mind, nothing has changed. He thinks that he's changing, but in her mind, he has not changed
and
because he doesn't want to talk. And maybe
he
has been, she has been talking to him about all of that, too.
Wait, where that come in?
Maybe they were talking about all what took all her.
What's that?
Maybe they were talking about all what you said, sorry?
About him speaking to her, about them talking about stuff, and really he doesn't want to talk.
Yeah,
so it's not
caller,
just doing stuff
caller,
to help her.
Caller, would you agree with, me that when ladies start to argue, your sister the same things over and over and
but then
over.
Now he wants her to come back and talk, but it's going to be the pattern. Same thing. But I don't understand you. Caller, isn't that so? Now he begging for the quarreling.
Oh.
I want you to come back home and quarrel.
Oh.
But I vex you quarreling. Share with me now that came from.
You know what hurting, caller, and it would have hurt me? You know what hurting?
What's that?
Another man answer the phone. Yeah. Another man telling me, boy.
Yeah, but
don't call
that
girl.
Your time finished.
Do you know
what I mean?
If you keep
that's
doing
a rude awakening.
It's the same thing over and over again. You're not going to get a different result. So now she has to do something differently.
Well,
let the man answer the phone.
Caller,
so
caller.
Now he's seeing
thank
the
you,
result.
Caller.
See,
thank
see,
you,
see,
caller.
See.
Thank
caller,
you
don't see anything wrong with that?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Dancer.
Sometimes they have to do something drastic for you to understand yourselves.
Drastic.
I loved it. When I heard that, I say, yes, I go, my girl.
So,
even
caller,
if it's her cousin.
You see the thing, Yena? Caller, I'm going to ask you again. You
yes,
see nothing wrong with the man woman of 8 years making another man answer her phone.
But she's no longer his woman because she left him.
But she never
when
said that.
She never.
So we were not hurting the whole time.
Caller,
can I just ask the caller something? Caller,
yes.
You don't find sometimes men, they always say men choose women that remind them of their mother, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't find they're still treating us in that same way as like you have to be talking to them over and over for 8 years on the same thing?
No, you know
what?
Listen to me. Is your cousin that, you know?
We causing that?
Is your cousin that?
Wait,
how?
Explain that to me.
Caller, I very often I say on letter. You
I
see, when a
say
woman...
That.
When a woman wants something from a man, she knows how to talk. She knows
mm-hmm.
what to say. She knows what to do to get him to do what she wants.
Oh, so it's her
really?
Fault he had
changed. So?
That's
I
not true, caller.
No.
Caller, you don't realize what he's saying. He's blaming the woman for him not changing.
What does your mind tell you to do with?
So you mean that's not making no sense.
So you mean to tell me that there is not this tone that you're using?
Over and over and over again.
Come on, over me. Ladies, don't play like you don't know what time it is. You also can't make fashion. Don't play like you don't know what time
it is. No, but he on Letla crying today.
Listen.
But he on Letla crying today.
I want to make a very important point, Colin. If you don't understand.
Well,
tell me that you don't understand.
What's
you mean
that?
You tell me that, ladies, you all do not know what to say, how to say what to get, what you all want from a man?
Okay, that is true, but you sound as if you're blaming her for him not
exactly.
changing.
No,
that's
but she
the
has
problem
been,
I have
she has
that.
Been accepting it for 8 years.
No, she's not. She's been asking. He well said it. I've
been
asking him
to change.
She's been giving him time. She's had enough patience. She's had a lot of patience. But what you want her to do, another 8 years of you not changing, that's not fair. That's not fair. So I have
to
hurt all that time until you change.
Now, listen to this. Mm. He's saying that he was changing. He was doing whatever. But maybe that's not even what she was asking him to change.
Oh?
No.
Okay.
New perspective. Wait,
yeah.
Say that again.
That's not what she was even talking to him about.
Say that again?
Maybe he said he changed. He was doing washing and cooking and cleaning. And but maybe that's not what she was asking him to change.
Ay, ay, ay. Caller, I wish you were there for me to shake your hand. I want to hug you.
I want the men need to listen when the women speak to them.
But that's why he was changing.
Assis, écoute.
How long ago was he changing in the 8 years? A year?
8 years, if somebody wasn't asking you to change.
I'm sure it's in the last 3 months or month before
finally
she
make
left.
Up their mind after 8 years.
After 8 years,
you now want to try and blame the woman?
Imagine.
Oh, I be fegas.
I'm trying to be balanced. You I'm trying to be balanced.
I don't have no balance.
We have Keisha for the balance.
Right.
I don't have no
but
balance.
But that thing about man answering your phone, that's full-time disrespect.
That's right.
That's loud disrespect.
That's right.
You know?
Because
and why are you doing that? Because
it,
you're
maybe
wicked. You're wicked.
No, no, it's not wicked. It's we have to set. We have to. You're not listening.
She knows
like,
herself, and she figures after 8 years of doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, she figures, okay, I need to do this differently. If I answer the phone, I might crumble because I still love him. So let me let somebody else answer the phone so that maybe he will leave me alone and then I will leave
So you are demanding a relationship with the next man?
What's that?
So the guy's in a relationship with the next
but
person
that
answers the phone?
The person is her cousin.
Cousin, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not right, caller.
How do you mean?
Don't do that.
Caller, that's what winning them. There is a man that answered the phone.
Yeah. So if it was a woman that answered the phone,
how you better? If it was a woman that answered the phone, you will be fine.
Of course, I better.
Monsieur, why? That's what I
if it was a woman that answered the phone,
she right.
Hi, so and so. Yeah, okay, fine. But your man answered the phone.
It's how the man answer the phone, you know.
But then
why are you leaving so much missed calls on the girl phone?
I tell you, I understand you're trying to support each other, but you're just as wrong. This
okay, maybe I can side Sifo on that caller where he said the way the guy answered the phone.
And once he's the man that buy that iPhone 14,
the guy answered the phone irate and vexed, like you know.
Why are you calling the girl?
I guess if he had answered, you know, maybe.
Don't answer the phone.
She writes.
You have no phone.
But you're calling the girl. You're writing the girl. The girl does not want to be bothered. So somebody has to defend her.
Somebody what? She got to defend herself, but she knew the man.
How you mean? But for so long,
for 8 years and
I'm
what?
Telling you,
what to show for it? Not even a ring.
Coming back to him all the
not
time.
Not even a ring.
To do it some
8 years and.
Kuala, what do you think he should do? Should he go look for her?
No, should he just leave that alone. Take his GoPro and finish with that.
Yes, what? I agree. Don't do that.
Yes. So the guy doesn't get no clue?
On a serious side now, because he said that he gets into some serious arguments where he has to leave the house. If it gets to a stage like that, then it makes no sense.
Yeah,
I think that right now they are at the end. I think she has had enough. And
she's frustrated.
Yeah, he needs to get over that.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome. We appreciate
you. Yes, you have been.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
4523046 is the number to call. Remember, first time callers, just say first time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. 4523046. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Top thing, man. The man himself.
My brother, what you say now, man?
Your humble servant, the Golden Dragon.
Golden Dragon, good to hear from you, man. What's your take?
Yeah, Rankin. Rankin, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, us men need to behave. We need to behave. If you have a woman, whether it be a year, 3 months,
mm-hmm.
7 years, stop chasing Virginia. Stop chasing Virginia. You have your Virginia already. Mm-hmm. We men, we're too greedy. We need to calm ourselves. Stop having our cake and eating it. So you have your little girl, be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Tell Mr. Penn, stop chasing more Virginia.
Stop writing on more than one paper.
You have to get some self-discipline, man. I mean, the days when you could do that are gone. These are more serious times. There are more diseases around the place. We have more commitments. If you're chasing Virginia, you have time for your own Virginia. Check what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rankin?
All right, my brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We're assuming that it was cheating, eh?
No, we have to be very careful. That wasn't in the letter.
They didn't say what he had to change.
Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Letla Nasia, you are on the air. Hello, good afternoon, Letla. You're on the air. Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon. You are on the air. Let Lanas hear.
Yeah. Good afternoon to all.
Good afternoon. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. There's an elephant in the room. Eh?
Which one?
The fact that the girl is on in the man. And none of the ladies there are just in
no, that. No, boy, you okay. Mad. That is made for the body man right.
The girl so, right. So, he wasn't because, so okay. Let me tell you, so he never horn her.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
Of course, he doesn't want to say what he did. Why he not saying
listen,
what he did?
Okay, let us look at the letter.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Let us look at the letter because y'all women feel y'all good in argument.
Okay.
And argumentative writing and all of these things. Mm-hmm. So the letter is saying that the man knows where the girl is, but he doesn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it is neutral territory like a cousin, a sister, whatever, after being with somebody for 7 years, you would know a brother is a sister.
You can go there.
You can go there.
You can go there. You have to ask nobody.
So after a little ruru, you don't already take phone and man come and pick you up. So it's just that moment that starts. I want your ladies to address that. Thank you. Stop it in the comments. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Somebody just said in the chat, horn for a horn. Horn for a horn. Now, I may not promote it, but I'm saying, and somebody also said that in the chat, we women, we don't leave you physically right away, especially after it's so long, you know. We detach ourselves from you emotionally. Remember he was saying, when he was cleaning and playing with her, why is they cleaning? She's still grumbling. She was already upset with him.
Hold that thought, Kiki.
That's not no elephant.
Good afternoon. Let's
learn on our
CIA on here.
Ranking.
My brother, what you say that, man?
Aye, good boy. I was tempted to call because of a statement.
Right, go ahead.
Ranks, I hear people talk about that men must be attracted to people that remind them of their mother.
Mm.
Ranks, I wish I would get somebody that would remind me of my mother, you got some?
Why so? Why
because
so?
I would not have no problem watching what my mother went through with my father and all the patience and all of that thing. And me growing up to be just like my mother, I would not have a problem.
Well, look for a lady that reminds you of your mama.
But I still not being attracted by women that remind me of her. I am honestly being attracted by women that looking to cheat and doing all kind of things out of the way.
Well, so who's the issue there? Not the women?
Not the women?
No. You're not attracted to them.
It's just my bad luck, that's all.
No. You make the choice, not the women.
Yeah, because I find a lot of women want loyal men. And women nowadays, they have a lot of issues on what they want men to change, right? You loyal, you everything nice for them, but you have a financial problem, they want you to change that, which you can't do, especially in a time like now, right? They have women...
That?
Pardon?
I can understand that.
Okay. They have women that... The men have all the money, but they're out there running. They want the men to change that, right? Which is wrong. I give the man wrong, you know, to the T with what he's doing there. All the time the woman was warning him and he was not listening, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something we have to take into consideration. When people are warning us, especially if maybe he was cheating, I'm not saying he was because the letter doesn't say that.
Right.
But maybe, you know, he was running around doing shit he didn't have time for and he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the men that always there, they are loyal, they always are wrong the women, you know, and you know, they always find a little issue to nag about that they just run to the next.
Well, caller, to be fair, and that's why the balance, I will not defend women who are like that. Now, my thing to you, maybe we can talk about it. Find a lady that reminds you of your mama.
My girl, what I find is women, most women, I don't like to be judgmental and bracket everybody. But most women are looking for 100% from men, which you will not get from anybody at all. Not man, not woman.
Why, telling me,
right?
And I agree, because you have to look
if you have 80% good of that person, the 20% that is not good, you already accustomed to it. You have to work with it. Because you might jump to somebody else that will give you 20% good and 80% worse than what you had already.
I would not say they have to. You have to decide whether you can tolerate it.
Well, you'll just be jumping from one to the next every time you find somebody, they have a different issue, you know, my girl.
And then some people, one person, I have girlfriends, I will tell them something about a guy and they tell me, hey, but I don't have a problem with that. But they will tell me something about another guy and I say, but I don't see a problem with that. So it depends on the person. You
but
understand?
You don't know who has what problem. You keep choosing
women that don't remind you of your brother. That's your problem. You're choosing the ones that will cheat on you.
I've tried. I've looked for so many.
Try the one that reminds you of your mother and you'll see.
They're looking like they're going to remind you of your mother on their face, right? And in the first maybe 3 to 4 months, but after that, they show you the colors.
You blaming the women for your choice?
No, I'm not blaming nobody, you know. I'm just making a statement. I'm blaming nobody.
And Kola, thank you very much, my brother. Yeah, go ahead, man. Thank you, man. You've been awesome as usual. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. I want to hear from you on this afternoon's Letla, what is your take? But I just want you all to know, ladies. I mean, some of you may know because perhaps you've been through it, but it is not an easy thing for us. When the woman that we love, according to this gentleman in this afternoon's Letla, he wants this girl in his life. That is the woman he loves and he wants to be with and he wants to make things work. And you are already with another person.
After 8 years.
No.
We have to stress on
the 8 years.
8 years, almost a decade.
You've moved on. And the man don't know.
Yeah. Hey, good guy, sir.
He doesn't know.
That's not
so
right.
So he wants you back.
Good afternoon. What a lot of men fail to realize. You see, when a woman begging you and she pleading with you, she still loves you.
Yep.
And she's willing to make it work.
Yeah, but she said change.
You see, when that lady stops speaking and stops pleading, you need to be careful.
Zagato Judisa.
Exactly.
Zagato Judisa. In the letter, she was still talking to him and she moved.
No, she was already detached. The woman detached from the man already.
And she still cried the night.
Because
still,
no matter what, I'm body for so many
years. She writes.
Still have feelings for them. You understand what I'm saying?
She writes.
Of course she writes. A woman cannot be pleading like that with you.
Yes, it's unfair, Kola. You mean to tell me we have to stay there and take and take and take? That's not fair.
Men need to realize that because we give
one time.
Kola
a while ago,
so the man tried to change it.
The man said,
the man said, washing it.
Yeah, but you don't know how long has it been out of the eight years. A month or 2 months.
Now you see the other guy.
You don't know if he started doing that before. He start well and then he go back in his old ways again. That's how they just do. They start well and they're going back in their old ways again.
Exactly. Now you see the other guy. I believe she has something with the other guy.
If you believe?
Yeah.
You believe?
I know.
She needed strength. Now, because she kept saying it over and over and she never did, he took that for granted.
Exactly.
Thank you.
But then she got the strength. She didn't want to leave her because she was pleading with him. But then when you keep doing what you're doing, and then she have that other guy speaking in her ears, you know, telling her nice things, making her feel herself and things like that.
Mm. Kola, if I'm with you, right? Kola, listen to me, Kola. If I'm with you and you're asking me to change for you, right, Kola?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to play.
You think you're trying?
I'm trying to make things work. And you just keep on coming and you're talking about the same thing.
Bringing back things from the past.
He said that. How you want me to feel, Kola?
But if you're coming back and doing the same thing again, we have to talk about the past.
But you have to talk about the past.
Yes.
Because sometimes the man wasn't even trying.
You ever see sometimes in their mind they think they're trying? But we on the outside, we watching and we saying, but that is not good enough. 4 years, Kola, 5 years, 6 years,
Kola
7 years.
Kiki.
Exactly. Sometimes they only change for a year, for 6 months, and they go back to
what
the same.
What it is again, I am not your mother.
Now listen. Well, caller, you've already made the point. You already stated the reason that she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the partner. Yeah. The other partner. You've
well,
said
of course, he gave other strength to leave, man. Sometimes we need a little strength.
And that's why everything was working out, me.
Nothing wasn't working out. I don't believe it was working out.
It wasn't working
out. You see the other fella? He was speaking in her ears, not now.
Of course.
She did not want
to. He was the shoulder to cry
on. She wanted to make things work with her boyfriend. But he insists on not changing. So she just left.
Well, he was changing away. Who I said the other partner give her the strength. And made her so much strength. Made like Hulk. Made answer the phone. And made say, let me tell you something, boy. Don't call that phone.
He right.
Don't call that phone again, boy.
He right. You know, he
I sitting in my legs crossed because I'm feeling this call again. He right. She right.
Bye-bye. Listen.
Bye-bye.
Ladies. Y'all need to take our feelings into consideration.
No, but need to take our feelings into consideration.
I was about to say that. We know.
After 8 years, you have to take our feelings into consideration. So I have to be repeating the same thing over and over and you're not taking my feelings into consideration?
Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Aya. What's up?
I'm good, my brother. How are you, man?
Everything's safe.
All right, my brother. Go ahead.
You see, the lady saying, it'll take the man to give her the strength. With what muscle he gave her the strength?
Whatever muscle is good.
What muscle?
All muscles.
Understand that well.
It's good.
Understand that well.
Yes.
I mean, he gave his version of the story, you know, saying this and that happened.
Yes, but I'm glad you know his
version. Listen well. All the blame cannot be on the man. It takes two hands to clap. You understand?
Right.
We have no idea as to what she was doing. We do not know what she was doing. Apparently, she was doing. Because
she was,
as soon as the man go to work, you shift.
Look at next thing again. As soon as the man go to work, you clear the house.
That's what the woman
was
saying.
No, but you're saying that like that was after a month. You're saying that like that was after 6 months. That was after 8 years of frustration.
You want to blame everything or put everything on the man. She has a part to play in that too.
But he's on Littler writing to get her back.
Let me give him some advice. I agree.
I agree.
That's not making no sense. If the woman moves, of course she wants to go. When you bring the woman back in your house, you're like, how you call it? You turn police because you have to be watching her 24/7.
And not just that, she will be frustrated from a woman's part, and she will not want to try. She will not.
That's what I'm saying.
She will not want to try.
Go on her business, even if she has to try for 2-3 months, at least you need to go. You understand?
Oh, that's one thing I agree with you on. My girl, stay in your wherever you are, and you frustrate her, stay away.
Now, he claimed how they were always in scuffles and quarrels. Here is a bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
Very bold. You listening?
I listen to you, bro.
All right. I will not say we men, but I will say us men.
Mm.
Right? Go through the most abuse.
Mm.
Understand that well. The only reason why you're hearing about women being abused is because they are the ones who are going to report it.
Caller, that's true. I believe you.
I'm telling you.
I believe you.
That's why there are men out there that are getting serious leaks, you know. And they're not going to report it because what? The police will laugh after them.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
I will never side and say that's something good. In fact, let me tell you where I give her wrong in that story. You see the fact that part is toxic. Even if I say, okay, maybe she's frustrated and that's why she did it. But I never, ever condone anybody starting to break up things. That is toxic. It's not good. Anybody starting to, you're upset. Any hitting and breaking of property, that is abusive.
Right, because he said that she's one that just breaks things and
start to mash up.
He did say she's quiet. We don't know what got her to that point, and we don't know how many times it was happening.
It was in your area.
But whether she was doing it out of frustration or in her already, either way, that's toxic and it's abusive.
That is right.
Never in any relationship start breaking up anything or whatever it is. Not unless the person, like, let's say if he was trying to attack her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was the situation that, that's, you know, you're taking something to defend yourself and whatever it is. That I understand. But when you start breaking things and so on and to get your point across, that's toxic. Mm-hmm.
Now, Connor, before you go, though, why do you think us men, those men who go through these abuses, why do you think they allow that?
So we have our ego. We have our pride. You understand? Imagine you going and tell your partner, you coming and tell me that suffering, my woman just beat me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. When you tell me that, you know, first thing I'll do is probably start laughing.
You go chuckle.
You understand?
Yeah.
What a jokesy
right?
boy.
And hence biasness. If the woman goes to the police station and say, I will give me 2 punches under my belly.
They come in for
they
me.
They at the
man.
House there in no time.
They come in for
when me. You go to the police station now and look at the report, they're saying, Kasa, you can from that too. You know? And sometimes they're reluctant. Sometimes they don't want to go with you. That's why I tell you, the reason why you hear when you're domestic abuse, you hear about the women the most because they just report it.
Uh-huh.
But the men don't. But the men going through verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. We're going through these things.
And you see that a lot on social media as well. You see it a lot on social media.
And I'm happy he said emotional to her because we don't take that for anything.
Yeah.
On either side. Like, you know, emotional, what emotional? He beat you, he hit you, he cut you, so, or she cut you, or she do you this, or she. There's also emotional abuse.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And you need to get assistance on that too. Professional assistance.
I don't know. Ladies may not like me for this, but ladies, there's a tendency if we're not beaten, there's some women who do use emotional abuse on their men.
Of course. Oh, verbal abuse. Oh, you're not going PhD.
Partner, you get a woman who knows how to open her mouth and tell you things to sting you?
Okay, the way I was saying that, then that is from experience.
Thank you.
To the guy, move on.
Yeah, I agree. Move on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Great contribution on Letla. You know, also, fellas, we need to really step up. You know, I try very often on Letla to tell the fellas, that's how we need to step up. And take care of the women in our lives. If you've chosen one, treat her as best as you can, you know. I mean, and if it gets to a point where there's nothing you can do and she wants to go, let her go.
Yeah, man,
Let her go, fellas. Don't try to beat her. Don't try to scream. Don't try to.
Don't go and try and look for where she is. Don't follow her.
Because, you know, and let me tell you, let me make a bold statement according to my last caller. You're weak. If you're doing these things, you're very weak, you know. You're weak. You're following woman everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to see what's on their phone. You weak partner. Seriously, you're beating them. You're very weak. You're a weak person to the point where some people may even call you a coward. You know?
Now, let's address the either way. Anybody looking on people on the other phone?
No, I'm speaking to the guys.
Oh, you're speaking to the guys. Right. Okay.
Guys to know that they really should not do these things.
All right.
If you have a woman in your life that wants to go, that's a let her go. It will hurt you. And hurting is part of the healing process, Kasa.
Yeah.
You know, go through it. Go through it and, you know, trust me, you will feel so much better after a time. You will. You will get over it.
And that's what you call a peace of mind.
Say that again, C4 boy.
That's what you call a peace of mind.
You know, then you return.
You have your peace.
To having peace of mind.
Yeah, man.
Peace of mind. Peace in your life, Kasa. Because apparently, these ladies do not understand.
Understand what?
How much it hurts when the woman you want in your life has moved on and you are not aware. You don't
know. So y'all don't understand how much it hurts a woman to be after y'all to change and looking like you're not changing.
Let's la on our CIO.
All right, it's me again.
Yes, my
I forgot to mention.
Go ahead.
One thing men need to stop. Even if you have the woman there, sir, let the woman answer her phone. That's how wars does start.
Let the woman answer her phone, my son.
Let the woman answer her phone. Do not answer the woman's phone and say X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I totally agree.
And say anything bad, right? But that's how things are start. Mm. And the fella might meet the fellow on the road and want to fight with him, all kind of party, so like that. You understand?
Yeah.
Men need to stop that. They just cause wars. They just cause wars.
And fellas want to kill you for a woman.
Yeah,
fellas want to kill you.
Two things that making two brothers kill each other, you know. Woman and money, you know.
Right? Kill a man. You're sending a man and kill a man because of a woman.
Yes, yeah, imagine that.
Imagine. Huh? What are we doing?
For women on the planet. Yes. That's why you never see how... You never take time and watch our women in St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I've taken a lot of time.
Our women come in fully loaded, you know.
They're beautiful.
Fully loaded.
They
are actually,
beautiful. Yeah. And if you go as far as saying St. Lucia, we have some of the most beautiful women in the world.
That's right.
That's what you're saying. Naturally beautiful. Just look up the word beautiful. You're seeing two pitons. They're putting a portrait of two pitons there. St. Lucia. We have them. We have them.
It's true, Papa.
And we have the most beautiful women in the world, yes, sir.
It's true.
We have them.
You understand? Absolutely correct,
but boy, they're giving trouble.
Remember, you put a side note to it.
Thank you. As I said, the guy again, yes, sir, move on.
Just move on.
And do not go at the man home. You will have wrong.
Yeah, true.
Do not go at the man
home. There's no telling what could happen.
I mean, you're already
all right.
Thank you, man.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, he's making a good point. Yeah. Don't go there, bro. Yeah. Don't follow.
I think we can agree on that, all of us. Men, women, don't go there.
Yeah.
Men, women, move on.
Don't follow people.
Leave that alone.
Don't answer food. Good afternoon. Let's learn and see how you're on the air.
Hi, good day. How are you
good
doing?
We're good.
What about you?
Good.
I'm doing a wonderful thing.
All right, go ahead.
It's my first time calling, and I'm happy that I get through.
Thank you, first time caller. Thank you.
Hey.
I was listening. With that letter that guy wrote, he didn't give any detail, maybe any examples of what they were going through in the relationship, why the girl left.
Uh-huh.
However, in any relationship, maybe we don't fully understand the spiritual aspect of it. Because in any relationship, it's not just a physical, there's a spiritual aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Spirit attracts spirit. So if I have a negative spirit inside of me and the person has the same negative spirit, one of us will be passive, one will be aggressive. So as much as the guy had some issues, the girl would have had some issues as well. So...
Cola, slow down a bit. I want to really follow what you just said. Right? You spoke on spirits in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you mentioned that one spirit is passive and the other one is
aggressive.
And what happens as a result?
So in a relationship, it may look like one person is bad. That is the aggressive one. But the one who's passive is internalizing a lot of things, or they do things in the absence of people where people don't see anything or where people don't know anything about it.
That's the passive one?
Yes.
Right.
So that it will look like in a relationship, one person is bad, but both have their ways, but it's just that one is being displayed in a different way.
I follow you.
So when you are in a relationship, it's not just the attraction on the outside. There is something inside that would attract you to that person. But then we're looking at relationship where maybe the guy is abusive or the girl is abusive. So then we have to look back. What type of parents did they have?
Mm.
These are the first teachers in their life. So whosoever brought them up, whosoever their guardians or parents were, these people taught them how to be a girlfriend or how to be a wife or how to be a husband. So if I raise up with my mother always fighting and always quarreling, when I go in a relationship, I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Mm. So, Kola, should we teach our children
how
to be husbands
yes.
and wives? Should we teach our children how to be husbands and wives?
Well, the thing is, our actions, people, our children learn by what they see.
Yes.
So if, say for example, the father is abusing the mother, that child may raise up with a lot of anger towards his father or his mother. He may be angry with the mother for accepting the nonsense from the father, mm-hmm. and he may be angry with the father for what he was doing to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. now that child is growing up and making vows and saying, I don't want to be like my parents. I want to be a better person. But they would try, but because that was instilling them from small, they may try as hard as they want, but sometimes it may happen. Sometimes you've heard people say that, you know, I really did not want to hit her, or I really did not want to hit him, or I really did not want to do that. But because from a child, that child was brought up with these teachings that, you know, that's what they're learning, they're seeing. It's just the same way if a father teaches a child how to do carpentry, that child may end up becoming a carpenter, or they may get another profession, but they may still have a love for it because their father taught them to do it, and because they have a love towards their father, they will want to be like their father. And even sometimes the community you grew up in, you see things, and what you see in the community, you may want to mimic it. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that affects relationship, that brings relationship to where it is today. And again, a lot of people don't like counseling. A lot of people don't like looking for help. A lot of people believe they can help themselves. Then you have a whole set of other people who like to go to the garden to keep a man, to keep a woman. Hmm. So there are various things that affect a relationship. But for me, I know the fundamentals in any relationship, or what will keep a relationship with together, is a lot of communication, prayer, and if you understand the person, because a man called early on, he said, you will not find a perfect man. Sometimes you have both men and women coming from, maybe from small, they were abused, and now they are in a relationship. All they know is abuse. So anytime the man says anything to them or try to do anything nice to them, but because they know abuse, they'll just believe that the man is about to do something wicked to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of hurting people and a lot of relationship that is in a lot of turmoil, and it is not because the woman or the man don't 100% know how to be a wife or a husband, but it's because of what they know. And sometimes we forget that we went through so many things as kids, or we experienced so many things as kids, and we bring it into the relationship. So when it comes in the relationship, none of the parties knows how to deal with it.
Kono, before you go, though, I ask you a question. I'm going to rephrase it. So do you think then, as a society, we should teach our children how to become husbands or wives? I know you referred to earlier on in they tend to adapt or tend to mimic what they see while growing up at home. So the family, the father did what or the mother did what. So I'm asking you, as a society then, should we show our children how to be proper husbands and wives?
I believe we should teach it. If we can, help them understand what it takes to be a husband. But in order to help that person, we may need to know something about that person. You know, how did you grow up? So we may deal with something. I understand when you raise up, or as a child, when you were growing up, you saw so many things, but this is not the way. Same thing for a woman. I understand you saw so many things growing up, but this is not the way. At least if it's a program or something where we can get to speak to women or get to speak to men. Because the thing is, in a society, we also taught men to be strong. Men are not supposed to cry. But the thing is, men are going through a lot like women.
Okay,
it's not a competition.
It's not.
Men not supposed to cry.
It is not. You know, Kola, it's as if the ladies have become so strong and they've taken over. No more are we going to allow so and so. No more. And we can do it too. And so and so. What?
Well, man? I'm not telling you to cry, or I'm not telling all men to cry. But at the end of the day, just the same way when a woman go to work and they come home and they are tired.
Thank you.
The man goes to work and come back tired as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a corporate thing. It's not a one-man show in a relationship. It's a corporate thing that, hey, babes, you know, today I'm really tired. You know, let's see how we can prepare dinner together and try to get it done with.
Or take instead turns, of yeah.
One just come and say, you know, I work out today, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Or the woman may be making more money and she come and say, well, you're not making more money, so you should be cooking and you should be doing. But in a relationship, there's supposed to be cooperation. If we cooperate with each other, if we understand each other, we will have a better relationship. But the thing is, the society is teaching women to be like men. That's why sometimes you see some women.
Oh, yes. Kola, you are brilliant. No. Kola, you are brilliant.
Kola, explain that.
Exactly what you just said, Aiwa.
Let me show you how much the
society is teaching. She's right. We are teaching women to be men.
It's not only on the inside that in the woman's act, they feel like, you know, I'm strong, I'm tough, I can do it. Most women that pick up that authority of a man, if you look at their physical structure, they look like a man, you know.
Or in their family, their mother or their mother or grandmother went through struggle.
So you and now see, they try and yeah. Now coming down.
Yeah.
So whatever that person went through, whatever their parents went through in that generation, is now going. So sometimes in that generation they had no children. That woman is trying to make children and she cannot make. And it just keeps going. So we have a lot of things where you have to deal with generational issues. You have to deal with what they learn.
So brilliant.
Basically, the root of it is the generation.
Every word you said, Kola. She's everything she said, she is correct. Every word. I am marveling. She is correct. As you are you did psychology, my lady?
No.
You are very good.
Thank you very much for your contribution, Kola. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Very good.
All right. But I just want to make the point that while us men should pay more attention to the ladies in our lives, and I really mean that, fellas, you know, some of the times we take our women for granted and they're speaking to us, but no pattern, and I could tell you that. By the time they start, we shut down.
But she sent something that is, she's writing. Oh, you're taking a call.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
Don't lose your train of thought.
I hope not.
Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on the air.
Aiwa.
My brother, how are you doing, man? Thank you
very much. I tried it good.
Right. Go ahead. You're on
that, young one should listen to them country and western music that tell you, when you lose someone, she gone away. And you see, when she had the strength to leave,
yeah,
she leave him. She ain't crying. This time she ain't crying. She just leave him.
Tell the writer, attend western and listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, tell him listen to the lyrics of the song.
Yes,
when she had the strength to leave, she just leave him. She ain't crying again. No.
She's gone.
So
he should have noticed the woman was leaving him already.
Yeah,
because for 8 years, don't tell me you can't notice when a woman leaving you.
Yeah, she giving signs.
And as he noticed the woman leaving him, that's when he want to wash, he want to cook, he want to clean the house, he want to do everything.
A man saying it. Yes, sir.
Yes.
A man saying it.
So now, as she leave for real, he leave. Then he thinking about what the hell just happened there, right?
Too late.
Even though he tried to call her and tell her everything, she had made up her mind. This time she ain't cry at all.
She did.
She was crying and come back home, and he was taking it for granted.
Now she gone.
But this time she ain't crying. She gone.
Yeah.
So tell him, just try to live his life. It's true, you get another woman, you go probably go past, don't worry.
Yeah, man.
You go get somebody that will live his kind of life with him.
Thank you very much, Kola. Thank you for your contribution.
All right.
But again, I want to make the point that don't take these things lightly, fellas. Go through a lot of pain in relationships, Kiki. You and
we
another
go,
lady.
We go
I'm not saying
too.
No, I'm not saying no. But y'all are like, guys don't have these feelings. You know, but go through that.
Yeah. I will not say that. But let me say this is where I'm going to defend men. And in this instance, the guy. Yes, I was saying he should have changed all that time. The caller before made a very important point about counseling. And we always think that we can help ourselves.
True.
I went through that because I tried to do couples counseling where to get us in sync, right? Sometimes we think that we can help each other. Now, I'm going to say this. Maybe the ladies would not agree with me. Sometimes the men do not know how to change. And we're assuming it's just cheating. There might have been other things. He's shouting at her.
Abuse.
It could have been other things, right?
Right.
So she also mentioned a generational thing. She was saying it for the woman in terms of she accustomed to seeing her mother quarreling and so on. It's the same thing for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy must have seen his uncles, his father, not having a father, even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things cause people, whether man or woman, to act the way they do as adults. And you were asking, how do we teach our children to be husband. The trick to that is just be the change you want to see. Just be a decent human being among children and if you have children. And what is expected of you. It is true. I have two children. The children don't listen to your words. They emulate what you do. So even if you're not with the father, be cordial with each other in the presence of the children. Yes, they see love and they always, I mean, it's not love, but y'all have respect and thing for each other. When you're doing and y'all quarreling and y'all thing and makeup and soaps and the children in the middle of it, what do you expect?
Same thing.
So it's, she said that too, we are creatures of habit. It's difficult for humans to change. You have to seek counseling. You have to really intentionally. It may have been a case where he didn't know how to change.
And we keep saying that on Letla, you know.
It is true.
I know, but
it is true. I'll give it that.
Yeah, but for some reason we believe that. We believe in the counseling thing. We believe we go make it on our own.
I believe in the counseling thing.
We just going into another relationship. True boof.
Now, you sister, you see what you did there? I would not exactly. They say that was her strength, but I don't encourage that either.
That strength.
You see that jumping from relationship to relationship?
That's what I'm telling you. We just jump in the next one.
No, it's not good. You need to breathe.
Not just breathing, guys. You need to heal, guys.
You need to breathe, Michael. You need to try and breathe. So come out eight years. So Kiki, no change.
Still not wrong, Kiki.
No. She, I think for her personal level, my girl, I would never advise you to just jump.
Never be wrong.
Never jump into another relationship.
Never wrong.
The two of them, by the third or fourth year, they should have found a way. And again, you say Lucians don't believe in that. They don't believe in counseling and so on. But I would have advised the two of y'all seek counseling together.
True.
Y'all should have done. Y'all can't do it on your. It's clear y'all can't do it on that one. That one breaking up things in the house. That one leaving the house. Y'all don't know how to do it. So seek whatever. See how you do it. It's clear y'all cannot do it on your own.
Also, finally, Kiki, you read the story, I think, I also read the story of regards to a lady who was stabbed in the neck and she died.
I know that whole story, but I'll not go there.
As a result of, disputing relationship. But people, I just want to say something here. If you're in a relationship and you constantly argue, like partner, you're in a relationship there, you say the lady mashing up things in the casa, end that relationship.
I was just about to touch on that. I believe in every relationship, people have to teach people how to treat them. And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You see certain red flags.
I think we should exercise that generally with everybody. You have to, by how you treat your own self also, and how you put boundaries, that this is how I want to be treated.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
And if you cannot understand that, then bricks.
That's what I'm saying.
And let it go. Cut loose.
Let me end that scene for by saying, those of you who are in relationships and you argue, listen to me very carefully. I'm going to ask you a question. Does your partner have the potential to stab you in your neck?
Oui.
Does your partner have the potential to hit you? Or do they hit you?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to get to that point till you bring it up. So you see something wrong where you end up in an argument with the person and it's like, but that's a mid-region and made it too much, you know, that they're right, you know. People, you put an end to that.
People and fellas, don't hit them. Let them go. As if you're listening to Let Lions. We say that all the time. Don't beat them. Let them go. Allow them to leave and go and be who they want to be. It will hurt, Kasa. It will hurt for a little while. It's okay.
You can't be.
You will get over it. But don't beat them. Don't stab them. Don't hit them, though. Kiki? What else? Come on.
I agree.
Come on, fellas. He's seeing us.
No, but I have to be fair too, eh? We bring in the balance, ladies. No hitting.
Yeah.
Ladies, no hitting.
We can't
be emotionally abusive and don't break things on either side. Don't break things.
Thank you for that, Kiki.
Don't break things. Thank you. Even if you can buy it back, don't break it.
Yeah. Don't some break of you instigate.
No.
Some of you tease. Things. Some just of you provoke.
Provoke is the word.
Yeah.
You ever see like the argument finish and you sit down there and you saying things, you still saying things.
You're choking. Oh, you're looking worse thing. What? Kiki, you see me don't have any gravity.
It can happen on either side.
They're choking you. Argument, Danny. Huh? So, that's it. So you're not saying nothing. You're not. Shook the chicken, you. They're finished.
You're doing something else, a chore and so on. You see how you're sweeping there? That's why they're bringing it in and they bring it back.
That's what I said. It doesn't have to get to that point. It doesn't have to get to
like,
that point.
The caller said it. We have a lot of hurting, unhealed people. That's
broken.
It breaks down to that. That's all it is.
Broken people.
My novel writer, that's a novel writer there, you know. You see, I know where she is and everybody telling me. That's how let me say open that, eh? We get philosophical on us there, you know. Let her go.
Yeah.
Let her go. Let her go.
Let me know a few. You wanted to end C4?
Yeah, I feel we touch on everything.
Okay, well, all right. I honestly believe that the writer left out a whole page pertaining to what exactly his girlfriend wanted him to change about himself or things that he was doing. However, listening to Lentler, I firmly believe that he should go look for the girlfriend.
What?
Kisa?
However, listening to Letla, I firmly believe that he shouldn't. Sorry.
Oh, he shouldn't.
Go look for the girlfriend.
I was saying we have crazy.
Just move on with his life. Team RCI.
Hey.
And this is my first time messaging. The lady was nagging the man Runkin to get rid of him because the other man was already in the picture.
A man not see that, eh?
This letter isn't complete. He needed to state at least one or two things he or she has been doing and was not changing.
Thank you.
We need to understand one thing. In any relationship, spirit attracts spirit. Something in her and in him attracted
that
them
sounds
to
like the call.
Each other. In other words, they are same. One is passive and one is aggressive. Okay. The woman is not cheating. The woman is not cheating and he knows that. If she was, he would have said it. Reason being, he knows where she is. If it was at a new man home, he wouldn't say it. Or he would say it. A man answered the phone. If it was the man's home she was at that answered the phone, he would have said that too.
No, we didn't know that.
Okay, I don't know. I can't.
You got one.
Saying that she wasn't cheating? We can't say that definitively.
Yeah, we can.
No.
Good day, I'm a woman, but if I want to leave a guy, especially if I have good reason, I telling him I have had it and I gone. He will know I not playing no vat, no cat and mouse. Me and again, I'm a woman. And
one
if I
so
want
papa.
To leave a guy, especially
see,
if
for
I have
he would
good
still
reason,
write the letter.
I telling him
he still write the letter.
I have had it and I gone.
One so papa.
He will still want
know.
Her.
He will
but
know.
He still wants her back.
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter.
If she had said that,
that's the closure the man looking for.
No, that's not the closure.
That's the closure.
The closure is come back home, baby. I'm missing you. Come back home. Let's work it out. That's the closure he wants. That's the only closure he wants.
Big up, you caller.
The writer, the writer has messed up. He has messed up. Imagine meeting someone at 31 and staying for 8 years. He claims to change, but continue with the same behavior. He showed total disregard when she tried to address him. He acknowledged that he messed up. She said she was done. The other guy may very well be a decoy just to rattle him.
Yes.
Games, huh?
Games.
It good.
I'm at this stage too.
Mario
after
Kart.
Not even rushing into a relationship. No other man. Just disappointed in the guy. You just have to let these jokers pass. Let them pass.
I said the same thing.
If a woman is not cooking and the man begs her to cook every day, if a woman is not cooking and a man begs her to cook every day, would the man not get tired of asking for food every day and just look for food elsewhere or someone who can cook? He should be happy she's gone. No noise in his ears.
Where? Yeah, mean something.
He changed for her. Whenever men allow themselves to be changed like that, women lose respect. Women lose respect for them.
After 8 years.
Leave them.
After 8 years.
Let me read that again.
After 8 years.
Let me read that again. He changed for her, Rankin. Whenever men allow themselves to be changed like that, women lose respect for them. And afterward, the women leave in them.
After 8 years.
That's a very... Yeah.
After 8 years?
Rankin made wrong for that. The girl warned you too many times, bro.
Thank you.
He had to pull up...
8 years of warning.
His muscle. A party died true. That's true. Give her time, only on the clock. Only on the clock you're getting time. Rankin, he getting the one long time. Maybe it's just a friend, Rankin. Traveling back, where she going, Rankin? What flight leaving? What flight leaving the island at that time? What flight leaving the island at that time? Boy, I don't know, but apparently there was a flight leaving.
There was a flight.
Yeah. Hey, family, that is all the time. We have 2 minutes before. Kiki, I want to say a big thank you. I'm not sure if you bring balance because you like too much Ruru. You like too much Ruru, Kiki. Yeah.
I brought balance.
You did.
Still not admitting the woman wrong.
You did. And
I'm still trying
you.
To understand how she wrong.
Papa, I appreciate
you. Know why she was wrong for waiting that long for him to change? That's why she was wrong. I said what I said.
You said it too. Thank you, Kiki. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Iowa, for inviting me.
Yeah, man. Hope to see you again soon. You know, eh?
I think I always say that. Yeah. Soon. I'm around.
Alrighty then. Thank you, listeners. Those of you called, first time callers, thank you. Those of you that are listening and you're not calling, I don't know what's your problem, huh? To me, you need to stop that.
What's that?
They listening and you're not calling.
Oh?
Yeah. You know, you need to break the ice. Break it.
Sometimes they so engross. They say,
And they're quarreling amongst themselves.
Yes, that's the next thing. I've witnessed that, Iowa, that let La Plain, and they forgetting that you can call, you know? They're busy having an argument themselves. Yes.
Call the station.
Don't talk for it with man and woman there. Hey.
Problem. Why in the house, eh?
If it's in a bar, or office area, they forget the people.
But thank you for listening nonetheless. We appreciate you, Marine. Thank you very much. A big thank you to Fruit CC Moss and Access. Until next week, Wednesday, this has been another Letla Oracia.